Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Show me all that I must do. Maybe singing is not one of it. But who cares? It's my world. I do what I want to do. I do what I... Okay, calm down. Nobody's fighting you. Because it's my life. It's my choice. Show me all that I must do so I may be of service. Ooh, I may even be selfish. That is so selfish. I'm only thinking of myself. Ricky Byers Beckwith. Beautiful song. Wonderful inspiration. Use me. Are you being used? It's time for you to be used up. Bill Withers. That's what I need to play next. Use me up. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. And thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself. Because when you tune into yourself, you will make a difference. It's just the way it works. It's law. You tune into yourself. You get the information from the intuition, and you will be led to do what you need to do. And in that space, from that consciousness, from that awareness, there's no defense, there's no fight. You're getting your information from the upper room, from the headquarters. So while everybody's running, saying, oh, my God, look at that, something says, be still. They turn around and look at you, what you doing over there? And say, I'm being still. Being still doing what? I'm listening. What for? So I can be used. Life is good. It gets better. Can you feel the chills? That's what happens when people step into a new year. When you step into a new year, there's a new consciousness, new awareness, new way to see how you see yourself, how you saw yourself, how you saw your life, how you see yourself. Make different choices. And it's so much beyond what's going on in the world. It's about tapping in. It's about tuning in and listening in. And how do you listen? You be still. And if someone says you're selfish, yes, you're damn right I'm selfish. I'm being of service to humanity. It's all about me. Okay, don't give away the show at the beginning. Well, I'm not the one producing and directing the show. Let me get myself back out. I'm gone. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Ade, a.k.a. that guy's just too much for me. I'm too much for my own damn self. What's up with all those words? Come on now. Come on, calm down. You think the whole world revolves around you? Hell yeah, it does. Oh, there you go again. I am the center of the universe. Oh, gosh. I've been super selfish today. I'm only thinking about myself. Yeah, the whole world revolves around me. Everything else is a projection of my consciousness. So if you're part of my projection, thank you for making my life so colorful. Technicolor. Woo! Okay. Been hijacked. I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. And I think a song is coming up, but I'm not going to sing. So to find out more about the singers who sing for a living, you can go to the Ricky Byers Beckwith website address is weletitbe.com. When you let it be, you are not tripping about being used. When you're being used, it's all about you. When it's all about you, you can't help but give back to your humanity. That's your only reason for being here. The show has been summarized already, but, you know, I'm not attached. I got to add my own 2 cents. So, what else do I need to tell you? Oh, I love the way this show is unfolding. What a nice way to end the week. See, I started the week where I didn't, all the shows I was not always ready, or it felt like I wasn't ready, and I was getting ready during the show, like, oh, it's that way. And now I'm just like, phew, forget it. Relax. Relax, even if you press 1 and you put your hand back down. Okay, so I know you want to hear this thing about being of service and selfish. I think there's something else I need to tell you. Oh, yeah. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You know, I want to take your, I want you to call in and share your story about being of service. Are you seeking challenge? Not seeking challenge, but are you seeking to be of service? Are you challenged to be of service? Are you struggling? 347-426-3346. Or are you being of service and everybody around you saying, you do too much, go sit chill. You know what now? Well, 347-426-3346. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you're saying, well, you know, I told you that, you're good at that, but geez, all these topics and titles you talk about. Being of service to humanity is a selfish act. I think you just go way too far. Yeah, too much. You get carried away today. Well, call in 347-426-3346. And we should have that kind of conversation. If you want to have that kind of conversation, I say, maybe, but let me put you back on hold and keep listening. Oh, you're going to be like that then. Yeah. Okay. I'm blowing some wings today. I just feel like, what the heck? So if you listen to the show for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome to Life Conversations Radio. It's the house of love. It's the house where we let it all hang out. And we all relax. Just let it be. We let it be. Trust yourself. Give yourself permission to be yourself. We ask you to share the show with your friends, your lovers, your families, your haters, your dogs, your pets. All your pets. All of them. But anyway, share the show on social networks, and text it, tweet it, you know, just share it with 10 people. But if you've got friends on Facebook, your friends on Facebook, share it with just 10 or everybody. Or just go to the event that's created on a weekly basis and just invite people. You know, so we bring more people into this selfish act of being of service. And at 1 o'clock we have Celestial Moment, Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. So stay tuned, stay connected, and yes, ready to do this. I'm ready now to really get into the show, but before I do that, I've got to log into my Yahoo account, and I can't think of my password. Well, I can think of it, I just can't type it while talking. I just did it, so I don't want to give it out now, because I know folks are trying to see what's in my view. I typed it on the wrong password. Okay, let's try and see. Even if I said it out loud, you guys won't know what it means. You'd be like, he said, what? What you say about my law? Why am I cutting up today? I'm relaxing. It's fun. It's nice to see you, Kefra. Neil Dad. Celeste is in the house, of course. Tanya, glowing gooch. Glow, glow. Lori, thank you, thank you, thank you for the message. Thank you, Tanya, for the post on the wall. And Tammy and Celeste. I can't be reading Eastern Method while I'm doing the show now. What is going on? I'm so laid back. It's funny. All right. So, here we go. I'm just you're going and going with the flow. So right now, listeners, share the show with your friends. Right now, just go do it. You can multitask. You're always multitasking anyway, so this won't be the first time. Okay? I can't whistle. Wait a minute. That's not loud enough. Come over here, man. This is the way it's happening. So here we go. Today is about claiming back your power to unlearn the BS that was force-fed to you. Whatever you want the BS to be. I don't care what you call it. BS. At least it's similar to the other one. Or someone said one time, cow doo-doo. No, they said cow poop. Oh, boy. Jesus. Okay, help me, God. Can I just call the label God in vain? God is my homie. So, as I said, today is about claiming back our power to unlearn the BS that we were force-fed. The BS that was installed into your hard drive, your belief system, your brain, your mind, without your permission. Somebody else installed that software and said, you need this to get through life. In some instance, you downloaded a program. You downloaded their software. You said, yeah, well, my friends at work said I need this program, and if I need to be spiritual, if I need to be loving, if I need to heal myself, I need this. And then the software said, you sure you want to install this? You said, yes, I do, because my friend said I need it. You installed the program into your hard drive, to your consciousness, into your belief system. It's time to defrag. Yes. Let's just defrag all that stuff. Let's do this cleanup. Maybe you might even want to scan, do a virus scan. Because we've got some viruses running around in our consciousness of what was told to us, what was taught to us. Maybe you might even want to do a spyware. There's other people start spying on you. So when you're sleeping, you can't even sleep right because you're worried about what your mama said, what your father said, what your friend said, what your boss said, what your teacher said about you not amounting to something or nothing or whatever they said. So you might want to run the spyware and get rid of those spies in your consciousness. Maybe it's even time to reformat your hard drive, your mind, and say, you know what, I'm going to flush all that BS. I'm going to flush it out. I'm going to do a spiritual colonics. Declutter all that stuff and reprogram my own awareness, reprogram my mind, reprogram my hard drive. And right now, in this moment, I am only giving permission to programs, to ideas, to thoughts, to inspiration, to ideas that support the greatest vision of myself. I don't care if it sounds good, if it doesn't support the greatest vision of myself. I am not giving permission to that software. Delete. Click. This cleanup, I don't want that in my awareness. I don't want that in my consciousness. I don't want that running in my operating system. My operating system needs to move slow and flow sounds like this. Flow and flow. I want things to be easy. We're talking about being of service to humanity, the selfish act. Ah, the word selfish, ooh, brings up so much. I don't want to be selfish, but you've got to spend time with yourself. I know, but, you know, I've got children. Can't be selfish. It's not just about me. But you got to love yourself. I know, but, you know, it's not just about me. You got to love yourself. I don't want to be conceited. Oh, well, you're going to take time to nurture yourself. I know, but isn't that selfish? Yes, it is. Because we've been told that being selfish is when we're overly concerned with ourselves. I get that. I get it. Being selfish is like you don't care about other people. You only think of yourself. Well, now, when we hear that as a child, a teenager growing up, you too selfish. You just think the world revolves around you. Ooh, truth. Yes, it is, because there's only one of us. You are the center of the universe. Teenagers should look at their parents and think, I know that. I don't think. But we tell children, we tell our teenagers, we tell our friends, our family, you think the world revolves around you. Yes, it does. You are the place where God gets to recognize itself. We're coming to be in the service, but let's stay with service, because service. Selfish. You're too selfish. You don't think about anybody else. Now, Here's what I'm saying about the programs that were installed in your hard drive, in your belief system. Now, as a child, if a child had something like a toy, we tell them, share with other people. You got to think of other people. But if a child comes home and says, people were picking on me, they were calling me names, they were calling me this or that, parents said, it's okay, baby. Don't listen to people. All that matters is what you think about yourself. But when they have toys or what we call goods, when they have things that we think is great, we say, think about other people and what other people think. You want people to compliment you. So my child of mine, my child, I just want you to know that it's important to think about other people and listen to what people have to say. And then on the other hand, we tell them, don't listen to what people say when we think it's negative. Which one is it, Mommy? Which one is it, Daddy? I'm confused. And we grew up as an adult still confused. So we're so confused we don't take time to meditate because we know we're giving time to ourselves to connect, to go within, to tune in. But isn't that selfish? Nah, I don't have time. I got to go to work. People are waiting on me. I got a meeting. I don't have 10 minutes. I don't even have 5 minutes to meditate. I got to drop my kids to school. I don't even know when I'm going to eat some breakfast. I can't do that. It's time to be selfish so you become so self-full. And when you're self-full, you can give from the overflow. Now, let me share some things. Get a pen and paper out. But if you're driving and you can't write, now tell your consciousness, activate your hard drive and say, yeah, remind yourself that your consciousness, your hard drive, your mindset, your mind, your belief system, your brain is voice activated. Oh, I like that. Is voice activated. You know that you can read other people's affirmation, right, and it feels good. But if you really want to experience a powerful affirmation, record your voice affirming something that you really believe. I am a divine expression of God. It's one thing to read that and say, oh, I like that truth. It's another thing to record that in your own voice. I am one with the one. I am love. I am empowered. I am a transformer. I am making a difference in life. I am an inspiration. I am an inspirer. Record that in your voice and listen to that while you sleep. Boy, that's a quicker way to change your program, to reformat your hard drive. So right now, tell your mind, your consciousness, that if you're driving or not, that you remember everything that will support you in tapping into your greatest yet to be. So don't worry about having a pen or paper or you driving. You better come back and listen to the show anyway, because you will. Ooh, program. You're going to come back and listen to the show, and you're going to tell everybody about it. Program installed. I take permission. You have no control. Stop it. No, I'm just kidding, okay? You have all the control that you need. I can't program nothing in your consciousness that you don't give permission to. So here's a breakdown of selfish that came to me today. It was just coming in different ways. So here's a thought. Here's the first one. Being of service to humanity is a selfish act. So selfish, what is selfish? Not that overly concerned with oneself, but we won't debate too much about what it says in a dictionary. But even if you're overly concerned with yourself, you're the only one here. And when you're overly concerned, as long as you know that you want to be in a place, don't worry about the dictionary definition. Stay with the spiritual definition. Here it comes. I love it. I can't wait to share this. I feel like I'm giving you some Christmas present. No, it's a birthday present from me to you. Selfish. S-E-L-F-I-S-H. Here we go. Here's one definition. Sacred experience that leads to fulfillment instead of self-hatred. Sacred experience that, don't worry about that, you're going to make it link. That's the thing about words. So here's the real thing. Just take the S-E-L-F-I-F-H. But there's more to come. for the intellectuals in the house. I don't really care for the intellectuals in the house. Do what you want with it. I'm sharing what I got. Sacred experience that leads to fulfillment instead of self-hatred. So, yes, being of service is a sacred experience that leads to fulfillment instead of self-hatred. Thinking my life is not worthy. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know if my life means anything. I'm comparing myself. It's when you choose to be of service to humanity, remind yourself that you're performing a sacred, you're experiencing a sacred experience. And this sacred experience leads to fulfillment instead of self-hatred. That's one. We're going to take a break. I got two other definitions. Ooh, I love it. I think I better go and walk on some grass because I am floating. Can you feel the vibe? Can you feel the love? Elton John, don't do it. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Abbey and LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are going to take a break. We're going to take a breath. We are going to be still and then come back and talk some more about being of service to humanity. It's a selfish act. You better give to yourself or you have nothing left. You'll be drained. Check this out. Here's the description. For those who didn't read it, I love it. Okay. So much for the break. Yes, this is truly a mind-bending conversation on being of service to humanity. So the question is, are you ready to be selfish? Your life depends on it. You better tune in. Well, guess what? You will miss out. If you don't tune in, you miss out. Can you feel the shift? All the other stuff hit the fan, and the shift said, yes, now I can show up because I know who I am.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Of inspiration and spirituality. Music you can chew on, music you can taste. Music to inspire you on Life Conversations Radio, and you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at A Show. Ooh, we're having a good time. You're never going to be the same when truth touches your consciousness. When you catch a new idea, when you catch a new vibration, when you recognize who you are, when you give yourself permission to say yes to life, you will never be the same. When you fall in love with love, when you fall in love with God, when you have a relationship with God, with Source, with a divine intelligence, when you can tap into yourself and get the answer to any question. Now, you may not like the answer, or you may be nervous about the guidance are coming, but when you know you can check in a moment and say, should I do this, should I make this call, should I sleep, should I wake up, should I eat, should I fast, you will never be the same. When truth touches your consciousness, you will never be the same. That's the title of that song. If you didn't know that already, you knew that. You're not the same. You're sharp. You're intuitive. You're aware, you're alive, you are the light that lights the path of people around you. Esther Nicholson, never be the same. To find out more about Esther, her website address is Esther Nicholson, E-S-T-E-R. I spelled that right, I didn't make a mistake. And if I made a mistake, I just take two. E-S-T-E-R N-I-C-H-O. L-S-O-N
www.thefeminineoutlet.com. Never be the same. Okay, we can wrap you up now. Thank you for being inspirer of truth. Today we are talking about being of service and sitting around the fireplace of our own consciousness in this community called passion, that being of service is a selfish act. It's time to put yourself first, because when you put yourself first, you know you can see and feel what you have to give to the world. Rather than when life calls you and you haven't put yourself first and life says, what do you have to give to humanity? Say, oh, I'm sorry, life, I hadn't paid attention. I'll try not to be selfish. Life is, okay, step to the side. Next. Being of service to humanity is a selfish act. So before the break, and the number is 347-426-3346. I'm daring you to call in. As a matter of fact, oh, Voice of Reason, where have you been? Welcome. It's been a long time. Well, I see you on Facebook. I was just looking in chat. But anyway, I was going to say 347-426-3346. I'm daring somebody to call in and push that one. You know you want to. And if you don't, we're going to take it. I'll just be quiet for as long until somebody calls in like this. Watch. See how uncomfortable that was? Oh, it wasn't? Let me try it again. Let me make it a little bit long. Stop it. Get to work. So, before the break, I was sharing with you that we're going to redefine selfish. We're going to flip selfish. So when someone looks at you, because you've been doing your spiritual work, and they say, you're selfish, and you can just smile, and you say, yeah, wow, you're so insightful. I realize that I need to put myself first, or else I won't have anything for anybody else. As a matter of fact, when I wasn't selfish, when I wasn't taking time for myself, I felt depleted. I was given from something that I didn't even have. I was drained. People were telling me how great I was, but I did not fill myself up. I liked the idea of my cup running over, but I didn't even know where my cup was. So you're right, homie. You're right, baby. You're right, child. You're right, sister, friend, my dear, yes, I'm selfish. So, if you're just joining us and you missed the first flip side of selfish, it's sacred experience that leads to fulfillment instead of self-hatred. That's the first one. I got another one for you. Because, you know, when you tune in, the universe is just waiting to speak through you, you know, just so much. That's another conversation. I might go there, but we'll see. Then selfish, let's flip selfish again. Here's another way to look at it. Selfish is a spiritually expressing love and fun in spite of so-called history. Spiritually expressing love and fun in spite of so-called history. Your history, your stories that you've been told, the programming in your hard drive. That you make a choice today to spiritually express love and fun. And from that place in consciousness, you get to redefine how you give to the world. When you redefine yourself, when you get to a place, you say, you know what? I'm here to do great things. Today, I am choosing to spiritually express love and fun in spite of the history, in spite of self-hatred, if you even want to use that. That's another one that we add to it. Then from that place, you can give to humanity. You recognize that the people you're seeing are an extension of yourself. So when you spiritually express love and fun, you tap into more goodness. Oh, I can give this to my cousin. Oh, I can give this to my coworker. I can take somebody out on a date. I can take someone out to lunch. Oh, I got some clothes I don't need because I'm spiritually expressing love and fun. Wow, look at me, I'm so funny, especially sisters now. I have this dress in here, I've had it for 3 years, I would never get back to that size. Oh, that's so funny, I'm so delighted. Let me give that stuff away. Let me go buy some new clothes. Because when you become selfish, when you flip it, you're spiritually expressing love and fun in spite of so-called history. Let's take a call. And then there's another definition. Maybe you come up with something different. I would like to hear it. 347-426-3346. 3346. 33, okay, what is that? Whose number is that? That's the number to play today, 334. If you win, you better give me 10% of that. 347-426-3346. Let's go to Tammy. And then I have another flip side of selfish, because being of service is a selfish act. When you, hold on, Tammy, I was coming to you, but some people came through. Being of service is a selfish act. And when you recognize, you know that you have to focus on yourself to give the love that the world is needing, looking for, searching for. Where people are saying, where is the love? Why can't people just be loved? You become that because you spend time with yourself. You've identified that you're here to do so much more. You can now share that with your children, how they can spiritually express love and fun, and you don't try and take that away from them. So rather than tell people you play too much, you can say, no, I love the way you play. Right now it's rubbing me the wrong way. It's my issues. So when I tell you you play too much, you go ahead and just play. Because we are here to play. We are here to be in joy. We are here to have fun. And when you play, when you love, when you express fun, and for the less fortunate words, but, you know, as a matter of fact, you better be fortunate that you recognize the less fortunate because they're helping you tap into your good. How can I be of service to the homeless? How can I be of service to the orphans? How can I be of service to veterans, to those who came back from war, who are looking for a job, who are dealing with diseases, who happened to come back and learn a new way? How can I be of service to my family? How can I be of service to my partner, to my wife, to my husband, to my girlfriend? How can I be of service to my grandparents who are getting ready to make their transition? I got to be selfish. I got to take time to be still and listen and then be led and guided. 347-426-3346. Tammy, the word on the street is you have been selfish and people are loving it. Hey, Tammy, how are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. You know, you really have to stop challenging me and calling me out because you know I'm going to call you. You know, I just really want to thank you for this show, this topic that you're doing. It's so powerful and it's so empowering. And I think it's a lot of time that something that's not talked about, you know. We think that, oh, we can't be selfish. We think that we have to give everything away to everybody else, and we forget to give it to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. My mission in life is to call people out. I've been called a fire starter. Yes, I start a fire of transformation, and it will burn everything that is not serving you, and you will show up new and improved. Thank you, thank you, my friends. Yes, is that whole thing about selfish, isn't it? We've got to take our power back and redefine how we see our lives. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Well, I'm glad you're showing up. I know you're showing up in so many ways, and you have some stuff in the oven, and people can't wait to eat on what you are baking, and it's going to be good. I can smell it. I can smell what you're baking up. It's going to be great. And I can't wait to tell people about it. You wanna have a transformation? Let's go to Tammy's Bakery. And everybody can get to it. It's online. It's all about gatheringoflove.com. When you gather the love.com, everybody is full. Okay, Tammy, get out of here. Press one again if you want to add to the conversation, all right, darling? don't get me started. Too late. Too late. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Let me ground myself a little bit and do some things that I got to do. Remind you to share the show because I know some of you were enjoying the show so much you forgot to hit the like button and share it or tweet it. You didn't want to miss anything. You said, no, I can't tweet it right now. Now, take this moment to tweet. Oh, what time is it? Oh, my God. Wait a minute, is that the time? Time just sure stands still when you're having fun. I actually thought I missed Celestial Moment. I know she won't let me do that because she has nuggets and gifts to share. Celestial is selfish like that. It's all about her. she's going to share her number with you. Her numbers, not just numbers. Numbers, yeah, because it's an act of being of service. And when we all take time to spiritually express love and fun in spite of so-called history, the whole world benefits. Like the master teacher Jesus says, bring out what you have. Look at all these people. Everybody's hanging. Well, okay, everybody, bring out what you got. Well, I don't have much. I only have a loaf of bread. I have a piece of fish. Bring it out. I got peanut butter and jelly. Bring it out. I only got a cup of water. Let's have it. And then people who thought they're thirsty realize they were really hungry. So your water don't have, you don't have to worry about your water. When we all bring our gifts and talent, when we all just share what we have, the puzzle of life is complete. Then we don't have to worry about people preaching, teaching stuff that doesn't even align with the truth of who we are. We don't have to worry about people who are competing to run the world or run an organization, run whatever they want to run, but they think the best way to get to us is to get us fighting with one another. And then we use the holy books to do that. And certainly, if you haven't spent time to tune into yourself, the last thing you want is to offend God. So, well, maybe they're right. They know better. No, they don't. They only know what they know for themselves. What is your truth? What is your reality? Why are you here? When you leave this planet, when you make your transition, when you quit your job, what will people remind you? What will they remember you for? It's time to let go of feeling guilty. There's a world out there waiting for your gift. Not just in America, not just, well, usually people say, well, I want to understand who I am so I can go to the underprivileged countries and help people in Africa. Yeah, help people wherever, but it's all over the place. I saw a sign yesterday, and it said something about these hard times. And well, sometimes it's hard to put food on the table during times like this. Call this number for some food stamps. Now, we live in America, for those of us who live in America, because this is a global community, and we say America is the leader of the world, the richest country in the world, but some people still are struggling to put food on the table. That don't make sense. That don't make sense to me. So now, if people, which is happening, if people are struggling to put food on the table, if there's somebody out there who hasn't been hugged in a day, in a week, in a month, somebody who hasn't been touched, who doesn't know what love feels like from somebody else, somebody who's confused, somebody who's stuck, somebody who's trying to understand why are they going through and growing through. They may actually not be growing through what they're experiencing. They might just be going through it. Well, you know the truth. Be the catalyst so that you can remind them that, listen, not only are you going through mess, you are growing through it. And when you grow through it, you'll be able to embrace your mess, and guess what, mental health listeners, help me finish the statement, you become a messenger. How do you become a messenger? It happens once you get the message. You can't, it is impossible, and I'm like, anyway, it is impossible, yes, I'm going to say that, for you to be inspired and not want to share that with somebody. Because the mere fact that the breath of God is breathing itself through you from within, it breathes itself out into the world that you will have to share with somebody else. And if you're still dealing with, well, you know, but nobody really cares about me, snap out of it. If nobody cares about you, care about somebody else. Get so caught up in caring about somebody else, loving from a place of balance, that you ain't got time to think about people who don't care about you. Get so caught up loving yourself and burn all those books about 10 steps to attract love, 10 steps to find the perfect relationship. They don't even know you. How are they going to tell you your perfect relationship? Okay, 347-426-3346. Don't go. Calm down, buddy. You. What can I say? No, don't hold it back. Let it flow, brother man. As a matter of fact, let me take myself out of this conversation and just let it flow. People who don't know you people who have never lived your life, people who have never walked one step in your shoes, can't tell you. Well, they can tell you, but you have to decide if what they're saying works for you. Now, you may find something. That goes from what I'm saying. You might totally disagree with the things I'm saying. Oh, selfish is selfish, brother. I like you. I listen to you. But this time, I'm just not. You have a choice. But I'm saying whatever you believe, whatever you choose to do, make sure it supports the truth of who you are. Make sure it's liberating you. Make sure it puts you in a place when you sit still for a minute or two or five or an hour or a month, if you could sit still that long enough, and reflect on your life. And as you think of things that you've gone through, your upbringing, the love that you think you didn't receive from your parents, the mean teacher, you didn't finish college, never been able to have a happy, successful relationship, just messing up on this spiritual stuff. You just can't get it down. One minute you're happy, next minute you're sad. One minute you think you know what your purpose is, and next minute you don't know why you're here. You don't know what the flip is going on. Well, I invite you to allow yourself to see that maybe, just maybe, everything you went through was purposeful. I invite you to just sit still and say, well, I may not be quite as happy as I know I can be right now, but maybe there are some blessings in the things and the challenges that I went through. I'm tired of saying, oh, that pain is a blessing. Well, be tired of being tired. Become your own parent. Become the love giver. Become the caregiver of what you want. Well, maybe I need to stop complaining. Maybe I need to stop blaming others. Because I am here to do amazing things. My amazing things is not compared to anybody else. It's just what it is. I may be working at a 9-to-5 because sometimes in this society, there are those of us who say having a 9-to-5 is the best thing. And there are those of us thinking, well, it's not just about 9-to-5. You've got to know why you're here. Listen, we need spiritually grounded people in the 9-to-5 environment. Because if not, you're going to call them apply for food stamps. Man, we can't help you over here. Those are people who are thinking, you can't get nothing without me. But they don't know they could be really just like that. But when you are spiritually grounded, when you know who you are, when you can flip the flip BS and say, I need to spend time to listen to what God is telling me, to what is true for me. I need to listen and say, I am worthy. I am enough. Even in that space, not even sitting still to ask so I can go and give back to somebody, but just give back to yourself. Even if you're feeling like, well, I don't know what I have anything to give. Don't worry about that. Do you have something to give to you? No, I don't have anything. Well, can you just be still? Or, if you can't do that, can you just allow life to give to you through breath? Give yourself, allow the breath of life, give yourself permission to feel the breath of God move and move through you. That's a gift when we just take in the breath and breathe out. That's something to give to self. We're getting ready for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And then I have another flip side of selfish. So the first one is sacred experience that leads to fulfillment instead of self-hatred. The second one is spiritually expressing love and fun in spite of so-called history. It's fun. We're just playing around here. That's what we're here to do. There's one more, but I'm going to hold on to it because I want to play. I want to spiritually express love and fun. I'm loving you and I'm having fun. It's almost time. 2 seconds away from Celestial Moments. So, Celeste, get ready. We're coming to you. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for tuning in. The silent listeners, disguised as guests, I see you. I know who you are. You are simply an extension, an expression, a projection of my consciousness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page. And on there you can post your questions or comments if you want. Or you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, LifeConversationsMedia.com. I love the way I play. Did someone say stop playing? Did someone say I play too much? You better believe it. I am going to play so much. So life is good. It's time to step into the celestial moment, to hang with the angels and the numbers and play the numbers game and see what Mother Pays have for us, the tarot and nature. Brought to you by Celeste Morgan. And why you be running from your destiny? You know it's your destiny to show up. Stop hiding. Celeste is waiting in line. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my co-host, the producer of and the host of Celestial Moment. Because she produces it, she puts it together, she goes back and forth and say, well, I don't know, which one I'm going to do? I'm going to do this. And then she gets to a point and she says, let me taste that. Yeah, that tastes good. I got it. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing? Good,
gotcha. Oh, yeah, really good day. Hey.
Go ahead.
I have to tell you something real quick before I go into Celestial Moment. You know what? You need to like impossible. I know, right? You need to like the word impossible. Do you know that that word is a sentence?
Yes, it is. They say, I am possible to do whatever I need to do with it.
Exactly. Isn't that beautiful? And what I saw when you said it, right? You get it? That I is a 9 and then that M is a 13. And when you add that together, you get 22, which is the builder, the beaver, and medicine cards. And you end up to the 4, the emperor, which is connected to Aries. There you go, getting another gift. Okay.
And Aries is the first sign of the astrology, right? What can I say?
Indeed.
It's all about me. I told you it's all about me. Okay.
Well, that's why we love Aries, and we're going to move into Celestial Moment now. Hello, family. Good afternoon. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. Venus and Jupiter have been playing in the western sky, so don't forget to look up tonight. It's Thursday, March 29th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2044. Add 2044 and the energy of the day equals 10. Hiding behind the number 10, Wheel of Fortune for tarot, is the number 1, Magician. How? 1 plus 0 equals 1. And that's where we're going to put the spotlight. I call this the Will and the Magician. The Magician is the one who has command of all the elements to put his or her plan into action. As the number 1 Magician, we have a choice in how we respond or react when the 10 Wheel of Fortune of Tarot goes up or down. To hold on to the center is where we actually find rest during the test. To stand your ground becomes easy when you remember to unwrap gifts and embrace your shadow. The magician remembers he or she has the power of choice, and the magician is not afraid to play, regardless of the direction of the will. The Wheel of Fortune is connected to the 10th letter of the alphabet. J is written with the curve of a smile. Words like joy, joy, and judgment all connect to compassion and the circle of life with a direct line to source extending from me to you. Do you remember? How we see each other and ourselves will determine how much we enjoy moving in the world and being able to serve with love. Now we're going to up the ante. We are going to double the Wheel of Fortune 10. We are on purpose going to double the power of the wheel, like a magician, and tap into a new definition of judgment, which is still connected to 10 and 1. It starts with J. J Judgment according to Mother Peace is grounded in healing and love. It's about being connected to the divine in a way that goes beyond dogma and systems. We are able to give a lot to others without depleting our energy. There is a big change. A decision is made in the best interest of all. The decision is to step back from being overly critical and to step up to love. All is well. Open your heart and get ready to serve. And that's the story of the Will and the Magician, according to Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you soon for Celeste Morgan. Oh, Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And don't forget to be selfish. You know why I did that? Because there's another gift waiting for you.
Okay, bring it on.
Okay, selfish. S. This is where the numbers add up to the word selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be fair and drop it down instead of just saying the answer. S is 19. E is 5, L is 12, F is 6, I is 9, S is 19, H is 8. You add all of that together, you get 78. Add 7 plus 8, it equals 15, which is 6. Love is underneath selfish. 15 is devil and the wolf. Break addiction through self-hatred and become a teacher by walking in love.
I know that's right. I just love the way you rock numbers, Celeste. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you, my sister friend.
All right, you're welcome.
I'm glad you did that too. Yes, indeed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Get this. I like the way you break that down. I have a friend of mine on Facebook, Christine. Christine said, not sure about that title. So she still don't like the way I'm expressing.
Really?
Well, that's fine. That was the idea. The idea is to shock people into truth.
Indeed. And we're talking about being selfish.
That's right. I don't know about that title. So I just post on there, well, join me on the show to find out. Maybe Christine is listening.
Press one. And I'm out. I'm messing with you.
Thank you, Celeste. I like to play. Yes, Kathleen. I said burn the self-help books, especially those that are not supporting the truth of who you are. Now, maybe they may be a little bit drastic, but you may just move them to the edge of the shelf and say, let me put that out there. Because, you know, the truth is everything that we've learned, every book that we've read, every teacher we've listened to, every show, every TV show that we watch, everything, life itself, has added something to it. It has contributed to who we are. Now, there's sometimes we're going to let some things go because they need to go. But if we start saying, it's the rule book. Who wrote the rule book? It's people who sat down and got inspired. Well, somebody else can write another rule. So the rule always goes out of date because nobody's talking about the rule, you know. But it's about tapping into yourself. And when you tap into yourself, you can help yourself to help humanity. We're going to take a break, 347-426-3346. Give it a shout-out. I don't do shout-out, but I'm going to do a special shout-out to Christine, the psychic. Come on, call in 347-426-3346. She said, I'm not sure about the title. That, for me, has made this title and the topic worthwhile, because that's what I want to do. I want people to say, I don't know about that. Because I didn't know about it when it came to me. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to lose my listeners. But then I said, please. They're like, no, you're crazy. There's nothing you can do to shock your listeners. Oh, just for a little while, maybe. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Ask Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Safford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Safford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
I know that's right. Stay involved and get involved. When you tune in, when you become still and listen, you can't help but make a difference. And then rather than saying a genius, what's the other phrase they use? Gifted kids will realize that every one of us, each and every one of us are gifted. We all have a gift, and that gift is always tapping. It wants to express itself. And when we don't hear it, it taps louder. Sometimes it's painful. It shows up as a relationship gone bad. Or it shows up as it didn't work out. It's your gift tapping. It's your soul saying, you are here. That pain that you might be feeling in your body, the breakdown in your life, is your soul ringing the alarm bell. Ding, 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 ding. It's time to wake up. Something is tapping. Are you going to listen? Are you going to pay attention? There's something tapping. Charles, I know something is tapping. Please tell them something is tapping. They just got to ask the question. Let's tap in so we can get turned on.
Something that I need to know. Something that I need to write. You are tapping in the nighttime. You're tapping all day long. Maybe you just won't hear sweet song. Do you just want me to sing again? Children.
Charles Hope, ladies and gentlemen. Charles Hope, the H-O-L-T, Charles Hope Productions, to find out more about him. Yes, he took time to be selfish, to stay within, to fill himself up, to bring that inspiration back out to us and to release that masterpiece that touches your soul, your consciousness, as he's being of service to humanity. One more breakdown of selfish before we release the show. I have so much enjoyed myself. I trust you have. I trust that you share the show with your friends. If you haven't, do it now. And if you did, you know, some of you got loads of people. Post it again. Like it. Tell people about it. Come back and listen. Yeah, we're in this together. Let's get to a point where when we see the word selfish, we don't go, did he say selfish? That's just not right. That's just not spiritual. We can say, selfish, really? Interesting twist. Being of service?
I'm not just talking to Christine now. I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to myself. And I got a title. It's like, ooh, wait a minute. Because really, when you give of yourself, you benefit. You get the benefit first. I know people who mentor other young children saying, you know, it's about giving back. Yes, it is about giving back, but you give first to yourself. Because the feeling that you get when you look at a little child who maybe one time was in trouble, calling out for love, calling out for attention, and because you gave your time and your love and your compassion and your understanding, now they're excelling in school. Guess what? Even though the child is happy, you go to bed happy. So it's a positive aspect of being selfish if you really need it, if you want to break into it gently. When you serve humanity, there's no words to describe the experience. And if it doesn't feel good, you'll find something else. Everything that we do, everything that you do it because it makes you feel good on some level. So we were taught to be people pleaser. We were taught to be people pleasers, please other people, what they want, think about other people, but don't think about yourself. And what happened? We were all installed with that stupid, did you say stupid? I did. Stupid app, APD, the stupid app called Addicted to People Pleasing. And then now we download apps. We even pay for it. Well, this is one app you need to delete out of your hard drive, your system. You do not need the app that says it translates to addicted to people pleasing. Ooh, I have a thought. I'm going, please your damn self. And it's true, whatever you want to do. You know, because when you give yourself that you're looking for outside, from society, from parents, from family members, from coworkers, you fill yourself up. All right, let's get ready to release the show, but let me give you the last one, and it probably trigger a thought. And, okay, I'm going to extend the show. I wasn't going to, but I will now, because once I say this, I don't know what else is going to come up. And I want you to catch every drop of what comes out of this big mouth called Life Coach Ade. And I love being a big mouth. I never used to like that. Gosh, you talk too much. Guess what? I get paid to talk now. Now what? Maybe you need to go, okay, stop it. Get it together. And I got a song I want to play. And I also want to play a clip from Abraham. Oh, I had a dream about Abraham Hicks. Yeah, I want to play that one for you. You know, because we play this game about, especially, anyway, we'll talk about that later. Being of service to humanity is a selfish act. Why? Because self-expression of love and fun instead of self-hatred. That's another one. Self-expression of love and fun instead of self-hatred. Being of service is all about self-expression of love. Instead of self-hatred and you beating yourself up, I don't have anything, I'm not enough, I'm not this. When you recognize that you can give yourself permission to express yourself, to express love, to express truth, to express compassion, kindness, there's no room for self-hatred. There's no room for playing small. There's no room for debate. You won't even waste time with other people who need to grow in consciousness. Now, you may still be triggered a little bit about some things that on Facebook, on the internet, things that are coming out in the news that people are saying, that people are doing. But because you are spending time in expressing yourself, self-expression of love and fun, you will be able to catch yourself and say, ooh, I'm getting caught up. I'm getting distracted. Let me get out of there. I'm choosing to be part of the solution. Let me be still. I was judging that person. I was criticizing them. I was putting them on the label. Breathe in and breathe out. Because I know that if I spot it, I got it. If I see something that gets on my nerves, I got it. There's something about that vibration that's alive in me. So I got work to do. Let me be selfish so I can be self-full, so I can give the love that I think is missing here, the love that transcends emotions,
the love that transcends looking good. We all know how to look good on this stage of life. Live a life that transcends looking good. When we all stop trying to look good, yeah, that's why the Abraham clip is so needed. We can show up authentically. We're trying to look good. Because the thoughts in our minds are saying we're not good. We're not this, we're not that. We were never this, we were never that. We're too old, we're too young, we will never know it. Whatever the conversation is, step into spiritually expressing love and fun in spite of so-called history. I can play all day with this selfish. Sacred experience that leads to fulfillment instead of self-hatred. Because in that, you know, if you were criticizing, judged as a child for being selfish, or as an adult, you're selfish. You don't think about anybody else. Especially as a child, you end up hating yourself. You end up, self-hatred kicks in. I've shared on the show, I remember one time, I don't know, maybe how many times my father said it, but I remember one of those times, if it was once, when he said it, I thought it was a bad thing. He said, you don't think before you speak. And that day, I think I remember the experience, I was delivering something that another adult told me to tell my father. Now, as a child, I would not say that to my father, but I was respecting the adult that told me to say that to my father. Now, what I mean by that is, these two people, my father and the other adult, they're friends. They play. They have fun. They jest, I guess. Once they crack on one another. There, that's what I'm trying to say. And he told me to go free. I know the other person. I love him. I love my father. And I was just delivering the message. I was just a mailman. I was delivering the message. And my father heard it come out my mouth, and he was not thinking of his friend who was cracking. He thought of me, the deliverer. How dare you deliver that message? He said, you don't think before you speak. I looked at my father. That tore me up. I went through phase where I thought, okay, you can't just open your mouth just because you have a thought. Well, there's a truth of truth to that. Because I don't say everything I think. There's some truth to that. But I didn't have to make it as me as a human being wrong or being bad. I felt ashamed. Because that's what shame is. Something about me is wrong. Guilt is something I did was wrong. So when I catch an inspirational thought at one stage of my life, I wouldn't even let it out because I was ashamed. There I go thinking, I thought, where did it come from? I had to do my own inner work. So let me break it down for those who just joined us as we get ready to release the show. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay. It's been a great week. I'm so grateful, so grateful, so grateful. Beyond words. I'm grateful for the fact that we can have this conversation, that you have the time and space to listen right now, live or on the archive, to continue the conversation with yourself, with your family members, with your friends. Sometimes you may even be challenged by the conversation that as soon as you finish listening, something would happen. Someone might even call you selfish, or you might even be upset, or you might talk to your parents. I don't know where you get all this from. You just always think about yourself. The Bible says we should do unto others as we do to ourselves. Yes, Mama, you're right. But if I don't spend time to do unto me, to give myself the love, I can't do that unto others. I will only give the self-hatred. And it's always important to be still before we respond when we are triggered. Because even that is a service to humanity. Even if it's just one person, somebody you care about, a friend, a stranger, that when they say something to cheese you up or piss you off, it never works. We're not attached to words here because we know there's so much more going on beyond words, and words only mean what we give it. They only mean what we think it means. All words are neutral. It just depends of how you, your association with that word. And if some of the words trigger you, I bless you. I'm holding you, and we'll get through it together. Maybe you might tell me, well, don't use that to me. Think about it. Say, let that easy differently. I don't know. But right now, being of service can be just being able to smile at somebody else.
because you're spiritually expressing love and fun instead of so-called history. We have a history of racism in this country, and it's still lingering. It's still getting people mad and upset. For some of us, we don't even know. We're not even trying to look at life as a black person, a white person. But sometimes you're watching a program, you're watching American Idol, and you see a black person go over white, I'm from a black perspective, and you want the black person to win. Tell the truth, you know it's true. Even if the black person sucks, you'd be like, yeah, well, that's the last person on the competition. They need to cut them a break. I'm not going to watch anymore because there's no black people on there. Now, white people do the same thing. But I can't speak for a white person because this lifetime, I got a different shade on. But it's human nature. We defend our racism or we defend this. The truth needs no defense. Being of service to humanity is a selfish act. And when you take time to love yourself, when you take time, once again, I've said this many times, to be still, to give to yourself, you can give from the overflow. And when you give to yourself, you recognize there's so much more. You realize there's so much more you can give to the world. That you don't have to worry about being the 1% or be the 99%, whatever part of it. If you're really, when you connect with yourself, you realize that one with God is a majority. You're not worried about the richest man in the world or the richest woman in the world. Who cares? Because you know that you have access to the same source that is resourcing them. So when you tune into source, you get resourced. Then you have all the resources that you need to do what you need to do. So if you look in your filing cabinet and you can't find the resources, you look online, you can't find it. Guess what? Because you're connected to the source, there's a resource waiting to connect with you. You just need to be in alignment. But if it's not going to work, I knew it wasn't going to work, I don't have the money, and now then you block your access. Where you can say, okay, God, I love this idea. Ooh, I can feel the excitement. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I know there is a way. Okay, the last one as we get ready to release the show. Oh, yeah. Kathleen said in a chat room, she said about defending race. That's how the race in L.A., or the riot, I think you mean the riot, and it happened, and how O.J. got off for murder, just saying. Or yeah, that's because we live through cars. You know, it's like, ooh, I can so dissect that. People say, well, you know he did it. Oh, no, you the evidence. But we can defend how many times have black people been convicted for crimes they didn't do, so we're just happy that somebody got over this time. When we really think about the BS that we allow ourselves to align with, the belief system and the other one too, we start to say it doesn't make sense. And the riot is the conflict within ourselves. We know it is wrong to just judge people by the appearance, by their sexual orientation, by their religious beliefs, by their spiritual beliefs, what they do or don't do, what they eat or don't eat, where they live or where they don't live, what they dress like, if they cover their face or not, if they're all exposed. We know it's not right with the truth of who we are. So there's conflict, there's a riot within us, so we try to justify it. And then when something happens, we're like, this is the opportunity for me to express the riot that I'm feeling inside of myself, because you can't burn anything down unless you're burning up on the inside. So, I'm burning up passionately. So let me just release the show. Yes, okay, y'all, stop giving me thoughts in the chat room. We should live in oneness without separation. Yes, that's why the soul came here, for the soul to recognize that in spite of separation, in spite of differences, we are one. When you make your salad, you have the onions, you have the garlic, you have the raisins, you have the cranberry, you have the lettuce, you have the spinach. You put whatever you want into your salad. You might put tuna, you might put eggs, and you just, this looks good. You put some nuts on it. I can't wait to eat this. We make it colorful. Now, what we got to do, what we need to remember, is that even in this separation, it is still an extension of oneness.
So embrace the differences. Embrace the unity. Embrace the fact that we are equally different. Can you imagine if we all thought the same? Think the same, want the same thing? All part of one, the same political party? Go to the same church, the same spiritual center? Go to the same park, the same beach? Just every day, it's like, ah, Jesus, talk about a cult. Doing the same thing every day. There's no growth in that. Even trees that look like they're stuck in one spot go through changes. And they embrace the time when there are no leaves. And time when there are leaves and flowers and fruits and trees. See the separation and remind yourself it's just an illusion created by your eyesight. And then refocus your lens and see with insight and say, wow, look at God showing up as an African. Look at God showing up as a Latino. Oh, look at God showing up as a British person. Oh, my God, look at God showing up as a car. Now, that kind of sounds crazy. Look at God showing up as a house. If everything is energy. Look at God showing up as a northerner. I went to the games yesterday. Oh, my God, people get pretty attached to where they're from. The Chicago Bulls supporters or something else. They are loud. There were like 10 of them, and they were louder than all the people from Atlanta. I was ashamed. No, I wasn't. I was having a good time. Well, okay, tell the truth. I was like, this is ridiculous. How can we be fans when there's so much of us here? A few of the Chicago Bulls fans, and they were loud. There were some brothers next to us. Oh, my God. I digress. See the differences. What makes your life beautiful? You're telling the truth. It's the differences in your life, the ups and downs. I had Dr. Carol Lightberger said something. Sometimes we're holding on, sometimes we're having fun. But it's all the same if you're on a roller coaster. Let's not get addicted to oneness. We're already one. We don't even need a religion or a spiritual center. Something like, it's like, we are the religion of one. We are one. I get it. We're already one. That's like me starting a process. I want people to know my name is Ademola Alifowusha. What? Do you know what your name is? When you know who you are, when you can see God in the differences, you can be kind. And when you give kindness, when you give love, when you give randomly, when you share, you get the benefit. You feel good. Okay, let me give you the last one. I gave it to you already. Let me give you the three again, and then I'm releasing the show. I'm done. But you guys keep putting stuff in the chat room. You know how my mind works. Let me see. We should not be living in hatred, anger, fear, and doubt. No source within us. This is source consciousness within universal energy. We are all part of the simple source. That's Dream Master in the chat. Yes, indeed. Love our fellow beings in compassion, in unconditional love for all that is. Indeed, but this is what I believe, Dream Master. I don't know about you, but this is what I believe. Until you learn to love yourself unconditionally, you can't give it to other people. It will be a front. I love my children unconditionally, but I haven't learned that for myself. Lie. Tell the truth about that. You can't give what you don't have. You only get to keep what you give away. So in order to love others unconditionally, you've got to unconditionally love yourself. So when I put myself on stage of life, when I get critical, when I get all up in my head about something I did, something I said, something I wrote, when I write something down, I can just say, stop it. Allow it. Oh, look at you being judgmental. Look at you judging your life. Teacher of spirituality, radio host. If someone else called you and they were going through this, what would you say to them? Won't you be compassionate?
Yeah. So keep that love to yourself first. Because once you allow yourself to be embraced, once you allow yourself to soak up, to align with the fact that you are unconditional love, that's what you're going to radiate. That's what you're going to vibrate. That's what you're going to ooze out. So even in your anger, even in your fear, even in your doubt, if you choose, if you commit to loving yourself unconditionally, while you're angry, you can say, I'm angry. Wow, that really got under my skin. What's that about? Oh, okay, I took it personally. I was triggered. That reminded me of what my father said to me when I was a child. Now, I don't agree with what they say, but I know that person was disrespectful. But I do know I responded, or I reacted more so rather than respond. I reacted because I allowed myself to believe the lie. They called me a name and I reacted. That's not the truth. What's the truth about you? What's the truth about me? They're not talking about me. What they said is a projection of their consciousness. Wow, why did I get caught up in their party? Let me take a break. Now, this is still what you're talking to yourself. Let me be still. Let me listen. Let me listen to the gift of what they gave me. Because for you to be compassionate, you have to have understanding. To have understanding, understanding happens by experience. Because you know where you used to be. How you used to be. Okay, so my three breakdown of selfishness, and then songs and Abraham. And ladies, I want you to listen to this. I just love that clip. I heard it yesterday. Well, not for the first time, but I just listened to it yesterday again. And man, we have our own stuff. You know, we have our own stuff. We drip through cars. We drip through building our muscles and stuff that come out of our mouth. Sometimes anyway. Selfish. Sacred experience that leads to fulfillment instead of self-hatred. Selfish, spiritually expressing love and fun in spite of so-called history. Selfish, self-expression of love and fun instead of self-hatred. Chew on this, chew on that. Be of service to humanity. There's so much to do, and we will never get it done. So give of yourself and receive the love. Be the change you want to see. You're here to make a difference. You know that, right? I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be back on, not Monday. Well, it will be Monday when I'm back. What is it, April 9th? I think that's it. Yes, it is. With another episode of Ask Life Coach Ade. Maybe we have a guest. I don't know. But what do I want to play? I want to play a song and then Abraham Hicks. I had a song that I had in mind earlier that I pulled up. But let's see. Well, I trust that you found something today that inspired you, that activated the truth in you, that activated the love in you, and you can look at your life differently. Because that's really my work. My work is to trigger truth for you. I also encourage you, don't take my word for it. I'm sharing what is true for me. But while sharing what is true for me, my intention is that it triggers something for you. It triggers your truth. Because ultimately, it's about you. I'm so having an out-of-body experience right now. I don't know what I said or whatever, but anyway. Yeah, I'm going to set myself free. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank you for your support, for sharing the show, for your emails, your instant messages, and how you're applying what you're learning about yourself. Life is good, you know. In spite of it all, life is good. And we're here to have an experience. Live it up. Our parents tell us, experience is the best teacher. So experience life. Choose what what kind of software you're going to install in your hard drive, in your belief system, in your mind, in your consciousness. And just because everybody's talking about it doesn't mean you have to buy that software. It's time to defrag and relearn and flip your consciousness and let go of things that are not serving you. And in that space, in that place, you're truly loving yourself. So I encourage you to be love, because who you really are. Be true to yourself and be loved. And when you choose to be of service to humanity, you will be loved. That makes it selfish. And when you're selfish, you can be self-full. And when you're self-full, you are set free. I love it. Valerie Joy, set me free. Oh, Lord, set me free. And then after Valerie Joy, we're going to have something from Abraham talking about rituals, what you believe in. That nothing really means anything other than what you believe about in the energy and the vibrations. But you get it. So Valerie Joy, ValerieJoy.com, Valerie J-O-I. And this is Set Me Free. And let me go up and look at the title of the Abraham Hicks, just in case you're looking for it. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Take this moment to breathe in. Feel the presence and power of God. Oh, breathe out too now. Don't hold your breath. But if you do, you just be in the expansive consciousness. I can't find it. I'll find it while I'm playing the song. And if you really want to know the title, just email me. I'll share it with you. But you can find out lots more about Abraham Hicks, Esther, and the work of Jerry, the work that Jerry inspired, by going to AbrahamHicks.com, AbrahamHicks.com. I love you. I really, really do, and I am so, so, so grateful for you. I'm grateful that we kept our soul agreement, and I'm buying time to find the song I was going to play. Because let me give you a visual. The song, the track's in alphabetical order, so you got to go all the way to the top to look for Abraham and come all the way down for Valerie. You get it? But you didn't know I was doing all of that. It was all up in my head. Set yourself free, life coach Ade. Stop trying to read people's minds. Valerie Joy, set me free, O Lord. And then after that, we have Abraham. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your moment. Enjoy today and every day. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
energy streams and tapping into energy streams and or creating vortexes. I've been thinking about indigenous shamans and how people like, for instance, the Hopis have been practicing certain healing ceremonies and or rituals for thousands and thousands of years. Does that mean that there is an energy stream that is attached to that particular ceremony, that it is the ceremony itself that enables you to more quickly tap into that stream?
It does not mean that there is a ceremony that allows you to tap in, but it does mean that they have a belief in the ceremony which allows them to tap in. And when you think about it, when you think about these ceremonies or rituals, if someone were to say to you, so you sit here and you say, as our friend said earlier, I'm stuck, I really want a mate. And we were to say, we have a ceremony that will bring that about very quickly. And it is important that you focus upon this ceremony that we are offering. And so we offer some artifacts. We offer some symbols. We offer some things that our friend has no negative attachment to because she has never seen them before. And we say, focus here with us upon these symbols of well-being. And as she focuses upon this thing she's never seen before, there it is. It is the medallion in the carpet. And as she focuses upon this thing that she has never seen before, she doesn't have any hang-ups about it. She doesn't have any negative vibration about it. And as she focuses there, it's as good as meditation. It's as good as anything that causes you to relax and not do that thing you've been doing that's keeping you from allowing what you want in. And that is the value and the power of the ceremony. Now, in time, they don't serve them so well. In other words, as your government decides that their pipes should be taken away from them or that they should not smoke what's in it, or as the government or anyone gives them a hard time about the rituals that they offer, sometimes the ritual that served their ancestors no longer serves them because it becomes a source of contention or a bone of contention. But that is the power of any ritual. There is already inherent belief that has been sort of taught, or it is something where there is no attached resistance that they are now focusing upon. But then anything could be that, couldn't it? Yeah. We do not encourage rituals so much as we encourage living in the moment and using your in-the-now powerful guidance to help you understand your relationship. But there are those who have been very sensitive to the way their energy flows. And they've discovered, as they focus upon these rituals, they can feel an increased energy. Now, why would that be? Why would there be increased energy in a ritual? Well, maybe because someone else believed it, and someone else in your present believed it, and someone else in your present believed it as you came to believe it. In other words, there is a calendar here that Jerry has put together that is a summation of many of the things that we have said over the years. And people, even Esther, as she would utilize this calendar, she said to us, Abraham, it feels powerful. It feels almost inappropriately powerful. It feels oddly powerful. Why can I feel power within this that seems to go beyond the normal precepts of a piece of paper? And we said, it is because of all of the energy that has been flowed to it. It is because of all of the knowledge that is represented here. It is because of the alignment that you feel as you tap into that. The Conversations with God for Teens, where Jerry sat in a segment like this. It was a small group in El Paso where there were not very many people. And Jerry thought that he might get away with not being tarred and feathered as he were to sit in the hot seat and ask some questions. He has not done that in a very long time. And the reason that there is such power to the question is because so much thought had been put into the questions. In other words, these were not questions that were frivolous questions. These were questions that many had articulated, that Neil Donald Walsh had gathered with great precision, that he had flowed energy to, that had rung Jerry's bells when Jerry was reading them and thinking about them. And so when Jerry sat to present these questions, there was a huge stream of energy already involved in the asking of these questions. So what it summoned forth was powerful and succinct, you see. That's the power of a ritual, is it has long tentacles of energy. The question is it a ritual of alignment or is it a ritual of misalignment? In other words, we see many of you, women especially, since you brought it up, getting ready in the evening, tapping into a long ritual of personal self-disrespect. Or getting ready for something with a long, long stream of ritual about the improbability of this being the date that will amount to anything. In other words, there are all kinds of rituals that you offer, some that serve you, some that don't. You know in the moment of offering them how they do. And these people that you are speaking about are wise enough to know what feels like alignment and what doesn't. And they're wise enough to not care what anybody else thinks about the ritual that they have chosen. What more? We'd encourage you to get some rituals of your own. What are you doing? I'm oming myself into well-being. What are you doing? I'm basking myself into well-being. It's a ritual with me. Every day, I look for reasons to feel good. I make it my dominant task. Everywhere I go, no matter what I'm doing, no matter who I'm doing it with, no matter where I am, I'm always looking for what will please me when I find it. Jerry sat during lunch. They had it in their suite. They drew back the curtains, and while there is not much color yet in the hillsides, the tree right outside their window is in full color. And he is certain that it just sneaked up and stood there in the night. It feels like it's all just for them. It doesn't matter how it got there, how the orchestration happened, but he is certain that it is just for them, you see. And it is. And as you make rituals of looking for those things and claiming them as evidence of your own well-being, teach it to your children so that they can teach it to their children. Express it in every way you can. And if you look into the rituals, no matter where you find them, that are working for people, you will find inherent in that ritual all of these elements that we've just discussed here. They are points of focus that cause you to feel good while you focus, period. The peace pipe doesn't hurt either. There is distraction in that drug sometimes. Enough for now?
Do I have to get up?
Out. Get out.
Hello, this is Motivational Speaker.
Trying.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.